After a long, hard day, many of us turn to comfort media to unwind.
My comfort TV show is Parks and Rec,
Avatar, The Last Airbender,
How I Met Your Mother,
Gilmore Girls.
Shows we return to time and time again to feel joy and nostalgia, or to decompress and completely space out. Comfort media can also include movies,
Monsters, Inc.,
Pride and Prejudice,
The Parent Trap,
or even music.
For me, it's mainly has to do with music and listening more. Music that I used to listen to as a kid definitely serves a similar function and kind of brings me back to a particular moment in time. The old stuff, the Beatles and the Kinks.
That's Nathan Walter.
I'm a professor at the School of Communication at Northwestern. And my research focuses on media psychology.
According to a poll conducted by OnePoll and published by streaming platform Philo, 55% of American adults report comfort watching TV. And I know I'm definitely part of that 55%. My favorite shows to put on and half watch are Arrested Development and BoJack Horseman. I know, a show about a depressed, washed-up TV star doesn't exactly sound relaxing, but hey, it works for me. Lately, I've been watching a few minutes of these shows at night before I go to sleep to help me relax. And it got me thinking about what draws us to continue returning to our favorite media.
We know that it helps a lot with mood regulation. You know, sometimes when we're really upset or nervous or anxious, going back to something familiar that will make us feel at ease, that will relax us, is something that we do all the time.
Chris Dobmeier is a Northwestern PhD student studying media, technology, and society.
What a lot of it comes down to is searching for entertainment gratification. How do we feel gratified using or seeking out entertainment? And most of it does relate to what we call hedonic value. So just really want us seeking out entertainment because we want to feel happy.
And the past few years have been particularly ripe for the rewatch. Walter worked on a study that tracked people's media diets during the first few months of the pandemic back in 2020.
And we did see this increase in people wanting to escape, to watch something that just, you know, feels purely positive. Reality feels a little bit less certain. So you, again, want to go back to something that feels a bit more certain, a bit more familiar.
Dobmeier adds that not all comfort watchers are even fully watching.
So, for example, we rewatch Friends. We're usually on our phones as well, or what we call second screening. So scrolling through social media, maybe even watching other TikTok, other videos on our phone while we're playing these things in the background.
Formulaic, low brain power watching experiences can become a sort of background noise for other activities. BuzzFeed even published a list in 2019 of 21 background noise shows that are perfect to work, scroll, or nap to, including Law & Order, That 70s Show, and Bob Ross's The Joy of Painting.
We're able to do this because we already know the formula of the show. If we missed the beginning, we still can fill in the blanks because we're kind of used to how the show is already going, especially if we're rewatching things.
I asked Walter if he thought comfort watching had anything to do with our ever-shortening attention spans or a need for instant gratification.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure because we do also see a constant rise in binge watching, which is kind of the opposite, right? You spend more time watching usually new stuff. It is tempting because, for instance, there's something about following, let's say, social media influencers or TikTokers, that it's somewhat similar to comfort watching because even though it's not the same content exactly, it is similar, right? So if you follow someone on TikTok, they produce videos. They tend to be, actually have a similar format. I don't know of any research to support it, but, and I'm not sure that it's really attention span. I just feel it's just the dominance of short form videos in our society at the moment.
Dobmeier was more convinced of a connection between the two.
A key ingredient here is humans' diminishing attention span. And I think this is why we love rewatching shows like The Office, Criminal Minds, sort of template or boilerplate shows that have really the same structure for each episode.
It seems surprising that in a time when we have practically unlimited options, all available on our phones and computers at the click of a button, many people still find themselves gravitating toward another rewatch of How I Met Your Mother.
We all have experience on any number of streaming platforms where you just searching for something to watch takes about 20, 30 minutes, and by the time you choose, you're either too tired already, you're kind of less excited about watching the movie or a show. So definitely, I think that there's a paradox of choices.
A paradox of choice, meaning that having all of the options right in front of us sometimes makes it harder to choose, and we end up reverting to what's familiar. So what does this mean for the future of TV and movies? Dobmeier worries that media companies are appealing to our desire for mindless TV and will reinforce our already diminishing attention spans. According to Walter, though, comfort watching is nothing new.
I think that every generation has its own kind of bank of nostalgia of the type of content that they will go back to. It maybe serves some evolutionary function, right? People need it. People need it to regulate their mood. And the fact that it survived and the fact that people use it more and more and more, even today when, like you said, there's this vast selection of content, tells me that it's important. And maybe we should, keep it.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll continue to indulge in my before-bed rewatches of BoJack Horseman. For WNUR News, I'm Catherine Odom.